and gentlemen, here's Kevin.
All right, well, good morning, Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team. Yeah, it's Kevin on this end of the phone, and it's nice to be here. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I just love Fridays. All right, Teresa, you're up.
Good morning. Kevin, you asked Steve Bentley yesterday about, how Aunt Knox can work for us, when we're not professional athletes. And it jogged my memory, and one of the most valuable books I've ever read is called The Nitric Oxide in parentheses NO Solution. And it's by Nathan S. Bryan, PhD, and Janet Zand, OMD. And what the book is about is how to boost the body's miracle molecule to prevent and reverse chronic disease. In this book, you can read about nitric oxide and how it can dramatically improve your health, along with a complete program of diet, nutritional supplementation, exercise, and everyday lifestyle changes to boost NO levels in your body. And how I utilized it was I not only got the book, but I got the nitric oxide strips, and I ordered them from Amazon, and I tested myself and found out I was deficient. So I got a box of Amp Knox, and I don't have that issue anymore. So it is very, very powerful, Amp Knox, and it's part of my auto ship, and it always will be.
I love your testimony today, Teresa. Thank you very much. And it was very much compliant. I want you to say, everybody out there, thank you, Teresa, for keeping it compliant. We can say that nitrous oxide helps our blood vessels, helps our blood flow. We didn't say isogenics. We didn't say Amp Knox. We said nitric oxide. So way to go. I love it. And keep those cards and letters coming, my friends. I appreciate you guys all stepping out and sharing this morning. Absolutely fantastic shares. Hi, in our What's New with ICU segment this morning, we're going to go back and revisit the holiday bonus pool. I just feel very obligated to let you know that 9 days left in this quarter, and we have to have, of course, our 3 enrollments. And so if you're not there yet, you've got 9 days to get that done. And if you haven't got any, that's going to be 3 per day. Let's see, 3 and 9 days, that's 1 every 3 days. So that's a lot of people are going to be talking to. Get on the stick. Second thing we already talked about, of course, is our 10% off the initial order. That ends this coming Sunday night. And just as I already said, one of the most fantastic promotions Isogenics has ever offered. So let's go on with the call. We've talked all week long about connecting and getting with people, having those initial conversations. And I'm just going to throw my little 2 cents worth in today. And it came from, I guess I was prompted to talk about this because of what happened to me Saturday when I had a chat about what Isogenics is or what I do with a gentleman on the golf course that works for CBS. I was out at the Phoenix Open last Saturday, and he asked me, he said, he was following John Rahm around. Of course, he's got the big Isogenics logo on his shirt, and I had mine on mine. He said, what is this Isogenics? And I'm just going to throw it out there. The average person, the average beginning networker would have said, it's this fantastic line of blah, 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 and super sub, blah, blah. And they would have gone on and on about happy cows and whey protein and all that. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm here to tell you today that that wouldn't be the best answer. And so we're going to talk about what the best answer might be today. Everybody willing to talk about that today?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Because this is my belief, and I've been trained by some of the best. One of them's on this call today, Carolyn, Susan. I pay attention. I hope you guys are out there paying attention too, because when they tell me to do some of this, because they've applied it in their businesses and it's working well for them. Do you agree that if it's working well for them, we should give it a shot?
You bet. Yeah.
All right. Good. I'm glad we're all in agreement today. So here's the deal. When we get into a conversation such as I was having last Saturday with this gentleman from CBS, somewhere in the conversation, they're going to reveal things to you. You always have to have your little Martian ears up, right? Remember my favorite Martian always have to have those little wires up, thinking and listening about what's going on. And you always have to be ready for being able to come back with something that will drive the conversation towards where you want it to go. And telling people when they say, you know, what is Isagenix or what do you do, saying that it's the top of the line, state of the art nutritional program with the highest quality whey protein from Northern California, you know, wherever it's from, New Zealand. You don't need to say all that kind of stuff because you just lost them. They went, their minds went sailing back to golf. Okay, what you need to do is you need to engage them. And Susan taught me years ago exactly what to say to engage that person. Would you like to know what that is?
Yeah, of course.
Exactly. I mean, it works every single time. So I have three people. Only three people want to know.
Yes.
No.
But some of us are on mute.
Please, please.
Some of you are on mute. Okay, Tita got that one. Got it. You got it. I stand corrected. All right. I want you to write these three words down. You know how. Now, I'm going to put this into use here so you kind of get what we're talking about here. You know how. Let's just say that I'm walking the golf course with this gentleman, and he says, gosh, he says, I used to be able to walk this course a lot faster than I am now. I'm struggling. I'm running out of energy. You know what I say to people that say that to me?
Do tell. What?
You know how.
I say, that's exactly why I do what I do. And what do you think he says?
What's that?
What is it that you do? And again, being a beginning network marketer, which I did, you know, 9 years ago, 8 years ago, I would have said, well, I sell Isagenix. It's a fantastic state-of-the-art nutritional program with whey protein from New Zealand, and it's really happy cows, and it's high amino acid, blah, 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 blah. And I lost him. He's off in the boondocks somewhere, right? That's not what I have learned to say. Let me tell you now what I have learned to say. He says, you know, I've been tired. I can't make these fairways anymore. I have to stop and rest. I said, that's exactly why I do what I do. And he says to me, well, what is it that you do what you do? And I say, you know how lately all we're hearing about is people with lack of energy? And he goes, yeah. He says, I've hearing a lot of that lately. Then I go into my story because I say something to the effect of, I help people with that. Now, let me ask you a question. Because he's now engaged, do you think he's going to be more open to hearing what I have to say after that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So let's try it again. Let's try it again.
Of course.
Gosh, I just can't get rid of these 10. Actually, I'm having a conversation with somebody. I just can't get rid of these 15 pounds. Look at this roll over my belt. And I say, you know what? That's exactly why I do what I do. What's that? Well, you know how a lot of us have that little muffin top anymore? Yeah. I help people get rid of that muffin top. And then I go into my story. Now you're engaged. Now you've got the person's attention. Now you've got them paying attention to you. Now you've got them wanting the answer because you've got them engaged in the problem. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes.
Okay, now, so something we haven't done in a long, long time here are what we call role plays. For those of you new to the call, we actually have a couple people step out on the call, have a little conversation. Now, we're not going to go deep into the conversation. We're going to go about as deep as I just did. You know, somebody's going to complain. Oh, now, first off, before we get into the call, what are our five solutions? Who wants to name them off?
I will.
Okay, go ahead, I will.
Carol.
Weight loss.
Energy.
Energy.
Athletic performance.
Performance.
Healthy aging.
Healthy aging.
Financial freedom.
Let's call it wealth creation. Those are the five solutions. So, as I said, when you've got your little Martian antennas up and you're walking around having conversations with people, somewhere in those conversations, be listening for the door opening and some sort of hint about those five problems appearing in the conversation. Make sense?
Yep.
Say the five again, please.
Weight loss, energy, performance, healthy aging, and wealth creation. Those are the five areas of problems that we actually have solutions for in Isagenix. So when we're out having a conversation and somebody's complaining about, you know, they're working out and it just takes them so long to recover anymore. You know what? That's exactly why I do what I do. What is it that you do? Well, you know how as we age, we don't jump back as fast as we used to in the old days? Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. I help people with that. That's as far as I want the conversation to go right now. Anybody willing to play? I'm looking for four people. We're going to do two role plays. I just want you guys to hear it from somebody else.
Yeah, I'll play.
Okay, that's Bonnie. Bonnie, you're going to play with me. You ready?
Okay.
You're the Isagenix person. I'm somebody you met on the street. You know what? Let's go something a little bit more casual. Bookstore. We're in the bookstore looking at healthy cooking options. So you start, because you're the great networker that you are, you start the conversation with me, okay?
I'm sorry, we're looking at healthy cooking?
Healthy cooking books. Yeah, we're standing in the book at Borders Books, and we're looking at the healthy cookbook aisle.
Are you into healthy cooking?
You know what? I'm starting to be. I decided that I need to make some kind of change in my life because I'm just tired of being tired all the time. And I heard that healthy cooking can help me with that.
That's exactly why I do what I do.
Really? What it is that you do?
Well, I've been doing healthy cooking for many years.
No, stop. You know how.
I know how.
You know how. Phrase your answer with starting out with you know how.
I know how to help people with energy.
Okay, let me back up. I gave you the in. What is it that you do? Your answer is, you know how, dot, dot, dot. Fill in the blank.
Okay. I know how to.
No, you know how. You want to engage me. You're talking to me. Okay, let's turn it around. Let's turn it around. We're in the same bookstore. I'm the Isagenix associate. You're just standing in the aisle. Ready? Here we go. Hey, how you doing today? Looks like we're looking for the same kind of book.
Yeah, I'm looking for better cooking methods.
And why is that?
Well, I want to have more energy.
Boy, you know what? Me too. And that's exactly why I do what I do now.
Okay, I got it.
No, keep going.
And what is it that you do?
Well, you know how a lot of people that we know that, you know, kind of our age seem to be getting, you know, having less and less energy as we age. Do you know that happening?
Yeah.
Well, I help people with that kind of situation. I have a solution for that. Would you be interested in sitting down, maybe have a cup of coffee and chatting about that?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay, but now we're going to turn it around. Great job, by the way. Great job. We're going to turn around, and you're going to be the Isagenix associate. Remember, you know how. That's your lead-in. That's how you engage me. So let's try it again from the top. Go.
I'm looking for a book on healthy eating.
Yeah, me too. You know, I've tried a couple other options in this. Some of my friends said that healthy eating might help me through my lack of energy right now.
Yeah, I know how. That's exactly why I do what I do.
Really? What do you do?
Help people with energy.
You know how.
Okay, I know how.
You know how. The words out of your mouth need to be, you know how. Dot, dot, dot.
I know how to.
No, you. Not I, you.
Let it go.
That's so too funny.
Pick me.
Bonnie. Okay, Kevin, I'm going to step in here and role play with Bonnie, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Bonnie, I want you to repeat after me. Ready?
Okay.
You.
No.
No. No, no. I said repeat after me, Bonnie. You. No.
No.
How. No, how. Now say the whole sentence. You know how.
You know how.
Okay. So now, here's the deal. You're not going to talk about yourself. You're going to talk about people in general. Why do you think we talk about people in general?
To include them.
Yeah, just to show that you're not targeting that individual. Because how do you feel when, you know, you're looking for some information and somebody comes up and they are like, okay, I got the answer. Are you a little bit skeptical?
And that'll create resistance.
Exactly. So now we're going to try this role play again where you and I are, and guys, I want to just say, you know, first of all, Bonnie, kudos to you, because when we do a role play, sometimes it's so artificial, we can't, you know, I want you to put yourself, so I want you to imagine, get your imagination in gear, you're in a bookstore. Can you see yourself in the bookstore?
Okay.
You see yourself there?
Yes, I see myself
okay, good.
In the bookstore.
All right, so we're in this aisle where you and, you know, you're encountering somebody like myself, and I'm scouring through the books, and I'm looking a little bit puzzled. So remember Susan talks about that CAPI common ground? So the common ground is you and I were in the bookstore. I'm looking through it. You're very confident. You know why you came in there. I'm not so confident because I don't know what the heck I'm doing. So I'm looking through the books, and you engage me and say, are you looking for something in particular? Go ahead, engage me.
Are you looking for something in particular?
Well, I am, because I'm just tired of being tired, and I hear that if I eat better, or, you know, learn how to choose better, maybe I'll have more energy.
You know how.
No, that's why I do. Go ahead with that.
Oh, that's exactly why I do what I do.
Oh, is that right? What's your name?
Bonnie.
I'm Carolyn Bonnie. Well, what is it you do? You know how. Go ahead. You know how.
You know how. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I'm just.
All right. So remember, I said, so what you're looking for, Bonnie, is where's my pain point? So I told you my pain point was what?
Lack of energy.
Right. So now you're going to use the you know how and then bring it into a general sense about energy. Go ahead, give it a try.
You know how to improve energy.
No, you know how people like us.
Okay, I got it. You know how people like us improve our energy.
Are tired and looking for more energy.
Okay.
Right? So you want to include this person, you want to include me in the conversation because I gave you the clue. And I'm tired and I'm looking for energy. So you say, that's why I do what I do. Now I ask you, what is it that you do? Now you use that phrase. You know how, you know, people like us, yeah, we are tired. And, you know, we need that extra energy. So just let the conversation flow. Don't be so concerned about getting to what you have, right? So, Kevin, back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Carol, for stepping in there. I appreciate that. And Bonnie, let's you want to try one more time? And I want to say thank you, Bonnie, too, because you're being an example for everyone out there, and that's about this call. This call is about transparency. This call is about being a family and not being able to try to put yourself out there. So kudos to you, and please accept that from me from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, I do accept that. Listen, I need the help. That's why I volunteer.
Okay, good. So you want to do one more time?
Okay.
Okay, you and I are at a Subway. I don't know if you're in America, but Subway is a little sandwich shop here in America. And we're standing in line, and we're choosing whether we're going to have an unhealthy option or a healthy option. So are you ready? You're in line and next to me, and go. What would you say to me to engage me? Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna engage you first, and then we're gonna turn around and let you engage me. So let's try it with me being the Isogenics rep first. You ready?
Okay.
Wow, what a great day we're having out here. Isn't the sunshine just gorgeous today?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and here we are standing inside a Subway deciding whether we should have healthy options or unhealthy options. What are you choosing today?
I'm leaving the Subway. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to take the healthy options.
You're going to take healthy options? Yeah, I'm probably leaning in that direction, too. I probably should because, it's probably better for you. Why are you choosing the healthy option? Do you mind if I ask?
I want to have more energy.
You know what? That's my deal, too. In fact, that's exactly why I do what I do. I need more energy, too.
What is it you do?
Man, I tell you, you know how, you and I look about the same age. You know how people, as we're aging now, I mean, we're living, great lives and that, but it just seems like we don't have the energy that we used to have when we were, 20, 30 years ago, right? We don't have the energy. Right?
Right.
Well, yeah. I have found a way to help people with that. I have found a solution for that.
Really?
Yeah. We should chat about that when we get our sandwiches.
That's
if you're interested. Right. Okay, so there you go. That's an example of engaging somebody on the spot. So now it's your turn. You're going to lead the conversation this time. You ready? Go.
So what are you looking at eating today?
It's Friday, and sometimes I look for maybe something unhealthy simply because it sounds like it might taste great, but I think today I'm going to go with a healthy option. How about you?
Me too. I try to always do the healthy option.
Yeah, I found that it helps me a little bit because anymore I'm just kind of dragging through the day, and I find that if I eat a little more healthy than normal, I get some of that energy back, but can't tell you, I just tired of dragging around.
Yeah, you know how people like us are tired.
That's exactly why I do what I do.
Well, what do you do?
No, that's your line. That's exactly why I do what I do.
Oh, you're
Kevin, I have a suggestion for Bonnie.
I don't know,
and Bonnie, you got to go. And here's the thing: you got to practice this in writing. So write on a piece of paper the question. The response is that's why I do what I do. Then you're having a conversation. Then you know how. So when you have that, see that in a visual, Bonnie, I think it's going to help you.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Kevin, it's Barbie Lee.
Barbie Lee, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to offer a teaching point from a teacher's point of view, if that's all right, because it's probably going to help a lot of people. And Bonnie,
I was hoping you'd be here today, so thank you.
Bonnie,
step out.
Bonnie, I love your courage. I love your tenacity. And I'm sitting here smiling going, I've done this with students and team members and stuff. So Bonnie, like Carolyn just said about writing it down, and everybody write those words down. I have them in bold across. I just wrote them across my entire week's agenda, Kevin. That's exactly why I do what I do. And then you pause, because what we're doing is we're engaging, right? So that's what I do. And someone might just say, that's nice, and let it go, but typically they'll be responsive. Now, our job now is not to tell them It is to ask them. So the question's worded, you know how. We don't normally ask questions like that. We ask different types of questions, right? So the question is a way to engage. Well, you know how. So we got to ask a question. So we're not telling them. We tell them nothing until they ask us for information. So we're asking the question. So the first is, yeah, that's why I do what I do. Stop. You're baiting the hook. And if they take the hook, then you ask them a question. Well, how, like, it's kind of like, how serious are you? Well, you know how. And then you answer, you fill in the blank. And you give them no information. So repeat after me. They get no information.
They get no information
until they ask for information. And that's Susan's CAPI, right? C-A-P-I, right? You've got to get the permission before you give them the information. So you're asking them, well, you know how, and if they go, yeah, I know how, then you can say, hey, can we have a conversation? Does that help figure out the steps a little bit?
I think so.
Yeah. So it's just about asking questions, because you're like me. You're a tell kind of person, right? The second somebody says, ooh, what's that? You want to tell them, and that I am that personality, and I have to practice zipping my lip and ask another question. And Carolyn's laughing. She goes, oh, I've watched Barbie Lee zip her lip. She's hard. That's hard for her to do. But that's what it is. We got to ask more questions. And Kevin's teaching an amazing strategy today to ask a question. And, you know, instead of sounding like we're being pushy, sounding like we're trying to pry, sounding like we're trying to get something out of them, we're just saying, well, you know how so many people complain about energy today? And they're going to go, yeah, I totally know that. And you're going to go, you can say it again. That's why I do what I do. And they're like, I want to talk to you about what you do. It's a way to engage them, not to tell them. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you, BBL. I appreciate you. And we're way past the bottom of the hour. And so I just want to step out again one more time and say, Bonnie, thank you very much. Because one thing I have learned from being on these calls, and let me tell you, Bonnie, just from experience, I have been in your shoes. Susan put me on the spot several times 9 years ago on this call, and that's, you know, Barbie Lee and I used to do a lot of role plays together, as a matter of fact. So I just want to say thank you very much for stepping out and being the example for everyone today.
Hey, Kevin.
Thank you.
Kevin.
Yes? I was kind of waiting to hear from Bonnie first. Hang on, Maura.
Okay.
I just want to say I appreciate getting help. I seriously appreciate getting help, because it's a lot easier just to sit and listen and not show how where you're at.
Yep, I absolutely agree. I know exactly how you feel. I was there once, Bonnie. I know exactly how you feel. And you know what I found?
What?
That the more calls I attended, the more role plays I played, the better I got at it. So are you willing to play full out going forward?
Yes.
Right on. I love that. Thank you, Bonnie, very much. Yes, Maura, it's now your floor.
I love this call, Kevin. I love that this is such a safe place for people to experiment and fail forward and get to practice. How beautiful is this morning's call? And I love the little contributions from Carolyn and Barbie Lee to your training. One thing that kept coming up for me when Barbie Lee was talking was Susan Sly's saying, it's never answer a question that hasn't been asked, no matter how badly you want to. Because until they've asked, they will see you as a salesperson. They will see you as pushy and convincing. And that's, of course, not who we are. So our job is to become very good at helping people become curious. And if we can always stay with that as top of mind, because, of course, we have the answers, the temptation to say them right away is the biggest mistake we can make. Always wait for them to ask and figure out how to get them to ask. What a great call. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Maura. We're going to end on that high note. And, well, secondly, I want to say one thing to Teresa. If you can go to the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team, while Teresa, and list that book that you chatted about earlier on when we were talking about the Knox, that would be awesome. People are asking me right now on Facebook to get that information from you. So can you do that for us?
Will do, Kevin.
Thank you, dear.
Kevin, Terry here. May I just jump in? I know we're over time here.
Just
for you trainers.
Great things to say, so go right ahead.
May I just get you to, if you don't mind, in the CAPI formula, part of the permission is you get to a point in the conversation where you can actually ask is it okay if I send you some information? So that, so the permission part, sometimes the ask does come, but at a particular point. Can you just sort of clarify that for Bonnie and all of us, please?
Well, you know, we haven't really dived into the whole CAPI thing, the whole establishing sort of common ground. And, you know, let's just break it down real quick. 30 seconds here. Common ground. Bonnie and I were both in the subway station or subway store, right? So that was common ground. Affirming. I affirmed her by saying something. We just, you know, something like, hey, we're both making healthy options today or something like that. That's the affirmation. Permission. Would it be okay if I told you what it is? You know, she asked me. Well, I said, that's exactly why I do what I do. What is it that you do? She's asking me. So would it be okay if I told you what I do? She's obviously going to say yes, right? That's when I tell her something to the effect of, I help people with that situation. Would it be okay if I gave you, you know, a little bit more information? That's kind of how you would see that play out. And now that was the Reader's Digest version, and there's a deeper story behind all that. But that's the Reader's Digest version, the condensed version.
That's clear.
Is it CAPY? What does that stand for?
CAPI, common ground. Affirming.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah. So you know what? We need to hold this off for another day.
Yeah, let's train on this on Monday. How's that? It's CAPI. We'll put it into the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team page, and we'll focus on that on Monday because I think this is so valuable. What do you think?
Perfect idea. Thank you, Carol, for saving me.
Lots of role plays next week with Kathy.
There you go.
Kathy? Kathy's not going to be here.
Kathy,
Kathy.
All right, guys. Thank you very much, and Carolyn.
Bye-bye.
Carolyn, BBL, Mara, thank you all. Terry, thank you for stepping out. That's what I love about these calls. It's a community effort. And you know what? Together we will get the best that we can be. So we'll have a great weekend. Practice. You know, just write this down like we talked about. That's exactly why I do what I do, and then you know how, .. Write that down, and we're going to work with that next week, starting on Monday with Cappy. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.